Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. I am your host, Brenda Williams. We have a hot topic show tonight. Our topic tonight is, does age really matter? So it's an age-old question. We need to know about it. I want to know. And one of the main reasons I ask is because I'm just going to be straightforward. I tell 24, 25, 26-year-old, 27-year-olds consistently, you know, not to mention that I have a husband, but the fact that I am 47, you know, so I end up talking to them all the time, telling them about this. So that's the reason why we're asking that topic tonight. What I'm going to do before I bring any of our callers on is I'm going to go ahead and play a quick song, as promised. There was a couple of artists last week that I didn't get their music in, and I do apologize. So I see you guys with your hand up. I see 0870 is who I'm going to pick up first. If you want to speak on this topic, you have to press 1 to come into the queue. So hold on one moment. I'm going to start out with the show, then I'm going to come right back, and we're going to go right into our topic strong.
Can you love me for me? Oh, yeah.
that was none other than Laurie Edwards and Average Brother. He is one of our artists that we feature here a lot on Speak Your Mind Radio. I had to go ahead and show him his props. You can find him at LaurieEdwards@Bandcamp.com. He's also on YouTube, Facebook. There's no place you can't find him. So on to our topic. So again, the reason why we're doing this topic is because I just find myself like telling guys that all the time and trying to convince them all the time. And I just want to hear explanations on what people think, what goes through people's minds when they say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. So I'm going to go ahead and bring the callers in, and we're going to go ahead and see what your input is. 0870, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
Hey, it's Trent. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hanging in there this week.
I hear you. It's been a hectic week for me, too. So what is your topic? What is your thought process on does age really matter? What's your, let's say, oldest woman that you'll date, and what's your youngest woman based on your age that you'll date?
Date? Oh, man.
Or you have intimacy with. We'll switch it up. Let's just be real. Either or.
Be real? Intimate?
Real.
Oh, my God. The youngest she would be 25. That's as far down as
okay.
I'm going as 25, you know. And that's what we would just say, it's a booty call, you know, something like that. It's a booty call. That's probably all it could ever amount to. The oldest I am, not too sure, you know, because, you know, being that I'm up there in age, you start talking about older, you start you're about to go into the nursing home.
So I don't mean to be nosy or nothing, but how old are you? Because you said 25. So how old are you?
I'm 46.
So you're 46. So you're one of them that would.
Huh?
And see, this is what I'm saying. I don't understand, like, because a man, it's easy for a man to say, "I'm gonna go sleep with this 25-year-old." It's easy for a man to say it. He's 46 or 47, or hell, 50 for that matter. But when it comes to a woman, it's a different thing. Now, I know they say, yeah, there's some cougars out there.
No, it
is.
No. Brenda, no. No. Women have it easier because, like they say, the cougar, the MILF, and all of that, they're looked upon still as sex objects. Men are looked upon as dirty old men. Once you get to a certain age, you're dirty old man. Leave that girl alone. A woman is, she's a cougar. She's a MILF. She's still hot. She's sexy. Okay? You know, somebody like Tina Turner, whose man is half her age, and she's like 73, 74, is looked upon differently now. Women have overcome that part. You know, when the MILF stuff really start kicking in, you know, it is, it's easier for a woman, because when I was like 22, I was messing with a woman who was 45. You know, it's, you know.
I don't know, see, I look at it.
Stella got her groove back, Stifler's mom, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing, and that's just in the movies, Mrs. Robinson. And if you follow the MILFs and the cougars and that. And
I don't know.
There was the TV show about women on Wisteria Lane and stuff and whatnot and everything. No. No,
I know, but if you're not, see, listen, this is what I'm trying to say. Okay, wait, just hear me out. So it may be okay, but I look at it like if I have a 29-year-old myself and I have somebody that's 25 or 24 trying to holler at me, it feels weird. It almost feels like I would be robbing the cradle because I would think about, like, my daughter's friends. Or even my son that's 20, like, I had to just tell this little 22-year-old, this ain't the type of party you're looking at. And it's like, sometimes it's flattering.
It's not for everybody, but
it's scary because
some people do.
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now, personally, you feeling that way is scary and stuff and whatnot because you've been married for longer than some of these kids have been around that she's
yes.
trying to holler at you. So you are in a
yes.
secure situation. You've been married for 20-something plus odd years. You get a woman. Let's say she was married for 20 years. You know, relationship ended, going bad, stuff and whatnot. They get divorced, okay? Hey, I'm not saying that they do it for the rest of their lives, but a lot of them at a certain point is like second childhood almost. You know, that's where a lot of this cougarness comes from. I'm free, okay? Let me be sexy again. You know I still got it. Let me be sexy again. And then you get all these young guys running up on them, you know, like, hey, you know, you looking good and everything else. And I mean, that's how it goes. I mean, most of the time that's how it goes. It's a single woman's thing. You don't see too many married women out there flirting with young boys and stuff like that. It's always the ones that's single, you know, the ones that's, you know, stuff like that. But it's been a fantasy for, you know what I'm saying, for the longest for young boys to mess with a older woman. It's been that
way. Wow.
It's been that way for a long time because she is more mature. She knows more things than the girls his own age and, you know, things like that.
I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and get somebody else in. Stay with me. Stay online with me. I'm going to bring somebody else in. I have you on the line. It's me and Trends on the line, and I have 9254 on the line. My name is Brenda, Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. And yourself?
I'm awesome. I can't complain. And I have another gentleman that's on the line. I was hoping I got a woman because you know what? These men might have the same mindset, but I want to know what your thoughts are of it as far as the does age really matter? Like, what's the oldest woman you've dated or had intimacy with, and what's the youngest?
Well, to me, age does matter because it depends on your maturity level. See, personally, myself, I like to date older women. And the oldest I've been with, she was 53 years of age. So I like older women because of the maturity level. Now, some older women might not have that type of maturity level that a person might be looking for. Someone could still be older and still have young-minded tendencies. So I carefully picked who I date, especially when it comes to an older woman because of my age. I don't want nobody to think I'm looking for a, you know, that mother figure role that some people might call when a younger guy dates an older woman.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Well, you're not really like, I'm talking about like, so you're saying you go from 35 to, you said 55?
The oldest I've been with was 53.
And how old were you?
I was maybe 31.
See, I don't know because I still say the 35 and under is just kind of, I guess because it's, I don't know. I think for me, I'm going to be honest with you fellas, and I still have my first caller on the line with us too. But I guess for me, it's just, how can I explain it? It's how they come. It's like how they come. And when they come hard. Like, they come at you hard. Like everybody that knows on sees on my timeline. Yeah, I post some pretty questionable things. But that's just who I am, you know. But what I post and what I say has no bearing on who I really am. The internet's nothing but an imaginary tool. And you use it to your ability. But I post stuff. It don't even have to really be nothing. But I got to the point where I can't even really post a new profile picture, you know, because of the comments. And even if we're in a room or even if we're not in a room together, just the comments that come across causes me to block people. So at that point, I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to go there. But
yeah, there are a lot of young guys that's still immature. Excuse me, that's one of the things. But you know, it's not a big of a taboo thing as it was in the generation before us. it was a big taboo thing, you know.
Right.
You know, that old man get that young girl. You know, it was, well, she's with him because he has the money, and he's just a dirty old man messing with somebody's child. That's the way it was. Well, society has switched. It's not like that too much anymore. You know, I mean, I've seen some extremes, and I'm like, okay, that may be a little bit wild, you know, and everything. But if you find a man that's 50 years old and he has a girl on his arm who ain't but 28, you know, they're not looking too hard or down on that anymore. The age thing is, it still has certain limits, but it's not looked upon as taboo too much anymore. Like, you know, and so, and like I was telling
majority.
Her, especially for women. If when these boys say you are a cougar or a MILF, you know, the women who really know about that, it's like a thing of honor. Like, I still got it. I'm still fine. I still got it. I got these young lions chasing me. I still got it. You know, they're starting to realize, you know, it's for them, for most women, it ain't about the money, whereas in most guys that's older, you're attracting that young girl for a different reason, which is security and things like that, or either you're buying her gifts. Whereas in the woman, the boy or the young man is there because she's more mature. She can show him more things than what these other girls are, and she's not all caught up into what her friends and all this other stuff is thinking and doing.
I don't know. I've been out of the dating game for so long. To me, it's all crazy. But when I see it, like I know my niece at one time, she had an older gentleman, and he was a really nice guy. He was nice to her, but she was almost embarrassed. Not really embarrassed. I think one day he went to a job and bought her some flowers or something. So she was almost like embarrassed. But I told her, you know, to me, looking at it from my side of it as being an older woman, like, I think that's sweet. Like, I think it's sweet for a man to bring a woman. I guess I'm with more or less the old school that I think it's sweet to just bring a woman flowers. I think it's sweet just to do something. You know what I'm saying? I just think so. When he did that for this younger girl, and I think she might have been 25 or 26. He might have been at least 39, 40. But the things he would do for her as far as even if, we treated this man bad. He was willing to pay for everybody's dinners after church. And he was just kind, you know, when it came time for her kids. And this, they weren't even sleeping together. But he was just a good, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of it is, I think this is my confusion. And I might be wrong. This is my confusion. And I'm going to say it, and then you guys can tell me if you think, you know, my perceptions are wrong. My perception is, like, the younger guys who basically look at the older women, they're basically only looking at them, and this is just my perception, they're only really looking at them for sex. And the thing about it is there are some women out there that are older that, yeah, they'll go with the younger guy just because of sex, because, hey, they're looking for the same thing. So we both looking for the same thing, so we both happy. But then you got your group of women who are looking for more than that. So they have their guard up when it comes to young fellas, because I had a young, like I said, I think he was 22, and here I am, I'm 47 now, but I think I was 45, you know, and he tried to play every game in the book of, I'm going to steal you from your husband, this, and the whole time I'm thinking to myself, you ain't never even seen me, and I mean, he was going hard, so I had to, like, literally block him and change my phone number. And he got my phone number weirdly at Facebook. Well, somebody told him my phone number was on Facebook. That's how he got it. But the thing about it was he went so hard and with all these, and then I had to stop and sit down and have a conversation with him, not face-to-face, of course, online, and say to him, if it was in fact if you was to take me from my husband, how would you provide for me? How would you take care of me? How would you, you know what his answer was? Well, right now, no, I'm dead serious. And if he somehow got a fake page and he on my account and he on this show tonight, I'm sorry, but I'm about to out you. His answer was, Well, right now, I just started working at Bojangles. But I'm looking at getting another job around the corner at Burger King. Now, I'm stopping and thinking about this whole situation, you know, and I didn't think about it. I had no intention. It was never going to go that way. But this is the mindset of the younger man that's trying to so-called take somebody's wife or take somebody's girlfriend. It doesn't matter what we have as long as we're together. In this day and age, you got to have some shit. Let's just be real. In this day and age, you got to be able to afford to pay your lights. You got to be able to afford to pay. You got to have gas money. So your answer of working at Burger King, and I might get a part-time job at Bojangles, like, to me, I had to literally, like, laugh out loud. Like, laugh out loud to myself. And this is what I'm saying. Like, the whole younger generation, their mind is on one thing, that they'll basically say anything to get what they want. They'll basically go any direction to get what they want. And to me, for a lot of older women, I have an older friend, she's 49, and she was talking to this little 29-year-old for a while. And I was like, listen, I'm just telling you, I don't know about this. But, you know, she'd come back and tell me about how bomb the sex was and how he don't lose energy. I'm like, yeah, okay, but whatever. So I'm listening to her talk or whatever. She come back and she's like, how about I find out old boy got like 3 kids and he moved in with her. 2 weeks later, she finds out that he was living in some homeless shelter and he basically did it for security. And I said to her, well, that same thing that you bragged about, look what it's become. And I'm not saying this is all young cats. I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to label them, because I know there's some very mature young cats that's up on their game, and they're ready to do some stuff. They're ready to take care of women. They're ready to be a man about their business. But I just had the perception of a lot of them, when they come in for sex. I don't like games. Like, basically, if you come in to have sex, say you come in to have sex. Don't say this, and this. Say this is all I want from you. Don't play with people's mind, because, see, when you get an older woman who's been hurt, who's come out of a divorce, who just got broke up with, and then you play those mind games with her, and then you walk away and she's somewhere trying to slit her damn wrist. So that's my perception. What do y'all think?
That's such a rare thing in that situation with older women and young guys. And I was told something about that too. It's the fact that, like I said, divorced and everything, she's feeling free. She's not oppressed anymore. That's just how she's kind of feeling right now. But I was told it's a natural pheromone thing. Because at that point in time, from the ages of 17 to 27, guys are in the prime. Their hardest prime of sex, their sex drive, for those 10 years. When a woman hits about 40, she starts going into hers. So it's like a strong pheromone thing, okay? Because I don't know about now, but back then, when I was in my early 20s, it was the older women who would find me. It was one of those things. You know, different ladies around the way, you meet them in the clubs and different things like that. And it was never, ever, ever about security or anything like that. You know, it was about exactly what it was, sexual attraction. I'm giving you the same thing you're giving me. There ain't no worries. There ain't no asking, hey, can you do this for me? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because she's already been through it with the thing sexually. So, you know, in a way, she's teaching the young guy something. You know, that's the way it goes most of the time, because it doesn't last long. You may get that relationship that lasts for a year at the longest. Other than that, that's about as far as it's going to go, you know. It's very rare that you get them that they fall in love and get married and things like that. It's very rare unless there's something else involved like money. But other than that, the MILF cougar thing is I'm going to say 95% of the time is the sexual drive attraction that's going on, because, like I said, the guys at that age are in their prime and the women are getting hard into theirs. Because, you know, as you know, the woman's sex drive starts to kick in between 35 and 45. It really kicks into overdrive. And I was told that's what it is. It's a pheromone attraction right there. And the other part is a lot of them are newly divorced. Or they were single and their kids are out of the house. And things like that is happening. You know, because the first woman I dated who was 20-some-odd years older than me, I was in school with two of her kids. I never met their mom because I never went to their neighborhood. But my brother was dating a girl who was older, and we were at a party, and she was at the house, and she came up to me, and that's how it all came out. So when I was in my early 20s, I kept women that was older than me around me all the time for those reasons.
I don't know. I don't even know. Well, hold on with me. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to go to a quick break, and I'm going to come back, bring in the rest of these callers. Callers, I see all of you. Press 1 if you want to speak and weigh in. Does age really matter? I'm going to go to a quick break, and I'll be right back. I'm going to go ahead with Jason Nicole.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. What? It's A-Cynical. Let's get it. Yeah. Yeah. Let's keep it flowing, y'all. Let's keep it going, y'all. Let's keep it moving, y'all. What you doing, Paul? I'm on that next level. Yeah. And represent the ghetto. The pedal to the metal. Play this like a cello. Yeah. Everybody criticize. I'm kind of different minded. I'm on a different island. Styling with a different diamond. Okay. I'm staying motivated. Yeah. But still, I'm so impatient. With this dorm chasing. Meet me at the solar station. Yeah. I'm kind of up there. Yeah. I'm in a new class. What? They taking shots with a new glass. Okay. Yeah, I'm enjoying your life. I done told you right. Damn, this money going fast like it's Goya Rice. Throw it in the air. Like it's Major Green. Get a Dutch. You now rolling with the Major League. I'm in the Chevy sipping Henny on my way to Queens. But now I'm mad cause I spilt this on my favorite jeans. I got a bottle with me and I'll bring it through and we can get it popping. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. I got a bottle with me, bottle, and I'll bring it through. Bring it through. Get it popping. Get it popping. Yes, yes, y'all. You don't stop. The party won't stop till about 4 in the morning. Stop. I ain't leaving cause the party not boring. I'm still flowing. They waiting for the chorus. Just do what you want. Wear jewels in the club. 5 out of 10 jewels getting dug from. All I know is cash. I'm on my way to get it. They say I'm so sick. Or they can't admit it. Your copper switch is sweet. Need a dorm, miss some sleep. Can't get none. I'm over 1560 feet. My mans came with 20s on chrome. Tents looking cold. I call it the fridge zone. As I drive by, them girls looking back, and I just had to pull up like, girls, what's happening? Going on. I said that there's a party down the road, uh-huh. And you should come through. You bringing your girl along, she said, I got a bottle with me, and I'll bring it through, and we can get it popping. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, y'all, yes, yes, y'all, yes, yes, y'all. I got a bottle with me, bottle, and I'll bring it through, bring it through, get it popping, get it popping.
All right, that was Jay Cynical and Uninvited. Love that jam. So I'm going to go back to my callers. I see all of you in queue. Press 1, and I'll bring you guys in the order that you press 1. 6052, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening? Hello? 6052, do you have me on mute?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Are you hearing me? Okay, you have me on mute or something. So I'm going to go ahead and keep it rolling. 9534, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
How you doing, baby?
I am great. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm doing good. You heard me?
I hear you doing good. So, you know, my topic tonight is, does age really matter? So to you, does age really matter?
Yeah. I don't want nobody younger than me. Definitely dating no 18-year-old or no 20-year-old. I'm 42, so I don't want that. I want somebody either my age or older.
Okay.
I ain't into that at all. I never was into that. When I was young, I wasn't into that. So,
okay. Honest answer. So you're probably like the first man that I'm speaking to saying that I won't go younger. So that's what's up. Mm-mm. That's what's up. Hey, can't blame you. It's just funny to me because it's so easy for them to come. It's so easy for them, you know, and then to convince them, you know, to convince somebody that you're 20 years older than you. That's crazy, just to try to convince them. And then no matter what you say, they're not really hearing what you're saying. So they're hearing what they want to hear. So I don't know. But I thank you for calling in and giving your input. I definitely appreciate it. And I actually know who this is based on your voice.
You know who this is?
Because I believe you send me Facebook messages, like talking messages, which I still haven't realized how to do that. I hadn't figured that part out yet, but I was like, why do people do that when they can just type? So I don't know. I just might be old school. I don't know. But I thank you for calling in and giving your input. Hang on the line with us and enjoy the show.
Well, for sure, baby.
Thank you. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and bring our next caller in. 6052, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams to Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I am pretty good. I'm finally getting to speak with you. Like, your line is coming on and off, and I was like, are you deciding you don't want to speak? So what is your thoughts on the age? Does it really matter?
I mean, I'm 35 myself, so if I was to date anybody younger, my problem would probably be like maybe 23. And that depends on, you know, where their mind frame is at or, you know, their maturity level.
Okay, so question. Let's swing it.
You prefer older women, though.
So. You prefer older women. Okay, but let's swing it. We're talking about dating. Let's go back to intimacy. You're at a club.
Okay.
You see somebody. So then what's your age gap? If it's just like a one-night stand, then what's your age gap?
Okay. Probably, let me see, 21, 20. I'm at a club. We had a few drinks, you know what I'm saying? We connect, whatever. Get heated, we go back, whatever. You know, one-night stand thing. Probably 20 would be my youngest.
20, okay. Not 21, but 20.
20.
Okay. See now, and okay, you told me you were how old? You said 35?
Yeah.
So for you being 35, what would you say the oldest woman that you ever dated or that you had intimacy with at being 35?
You said the oldest?
The oldest, yes.
The oldest would probably be 55.
55, wow. Okay. So it does, age does matter, but not really. That's a jump. I mean, I don't know. I'm not judgmental at all, so I'm leaving my thoughts to myself, but that is a jump. Well, I mean, I guess with me being, well, okay, 55 is not bad because with me being 47 and what, a couple of years, I'll be that age, and I think I'll still look the same.
Right.
I don't know. I might not. I don't know. It just feels like, and I can say this for all the older women, it feels like, and this is honest, the older I get, like, how can I explain it? How can I explain it without sounding conceited? The older I get, I feel the sexier I get. the more in touch with me I get, the more sensual I get. That's how I feel. The older I get, like, I can't look back at me 20 years ago and see what I see now. I can't look at me 10 years ago and see who I see now. It's like I've evolved into this whole different person. And that's what I try to explain to people, like certain women and stuff that I try to, and I think a lot of it has to do with like the tantra. A lot of it has to do with the self, like just self-motivation, the whole aura thing. I try to explain to a lot of people, or to younger women, really to younger women, that, you know, it doesn't have to be the whole ass shaking. It doesn't have to be the whole mouthy type situation. You can attract somebody with your aura, with your spirit, with your energy. And if you don't have that, people see straight through you. So you have to get in touch with your body, get in touch with yourself, before you can want anybody else to really get in touch with you. And so maybe that's what it is that, like, a lot of the young guys see. And like I said, I don't even have an issue with it. I really don't. But when somebody that's 20 comes at somebody that's 47, I look at it sideways. I'm sorry. I know that, like the first caller said, it's a masculine man's cougar thing, and it excites him. But, like, and I have my BFF, my best friend is 40, because I'm 47, so she might be 48. She might have a year on me. She might have 2 years on me. But me and her have the same conversations all the time. Like, I think somebody was trying to talk to her. Instead, she was talking to him or something. They had went and had lunch, and she found out he was 23. And she said she had to back away. And she's like, wait a minute. And the thing about it is, when they're that young and they see somebody as old as us, it just doesn't bother them. Right. Honestly, it doesn't bother them. So I'm hoping I get a lady on the line, because that you did give good, you gave good information. You did, because you was real with it. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get me a lady on the line. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this is. 1937, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
Who, me?
Is your number 1937?
I didn't know. I guess so. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, we got you on the line, and my name is Brenda, Speak Your Mind Radio. So let me ask you, does age really matter to you?
Not really. I mean, it do, but it don't.
Really. So it do, but it don't.
It depends on the situation.
So I don't mean to be nosy, and we don't know who anybody is because we haven't said any names. But how old are you?
28.
Okay. What's the oldest woman that you either dated or had intimacy with?
I say like 40, maybe.
40? Okay. So what's
yeah.
too old for you? What's too old for you? What's I'm not going to touch her because she's too old. What's too old for you?
Well, it depends, because some women, you couldn't even tell. They could be 50 maybe and they ain't look like they 30. It all depends, I guess.
So do you like younger women at all?
I mean, yeah, younger women too, vice versa.
So
I mean, but ain't nothing wrong with
preference.
Older women too. Yeah. I'm just saying, as far as something being wrong with it, too old.
Okay. Well, you honest, but you laughing when you're talking, so that's kind of suspect to me. So
No, I was just laughing, just because.
Oh, wait a minute. You better not be one of the callers that I posted on the page now. Y'all young dudes that be trying to holler at me, call in here so I can talk to y'all. Because I know somebody laughed about it. Was like, LOL. Okay, just checking. You laughing. I'm like, is he laughing at me? What you think, Carl?
No, I wasn't laughing.
What you think? You think he laughing at me?
Yeah. No, I wasn't laughing at you. Just the conversation.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I just do want to know what be in young guys' minds. Like, okay, so you're a young guy. I could ask you, what be in your mind when you look at somebody 40, 45, 46, and you want them? What be in your mind?
They mind frame, depending on, really got to do with, I guess, them. More older women know what they want in life. Younger women kind of see them misguided nowadays. So
okay.
It's a lot to
That's
do with.
That's a good one. All right. I ain't taking it from you.
I got a quick question for you. Do you think the main reason why younger guys try to go after older women is because they think they're much easier to get into bed with, or do you think that they maybe possibly can try to, like, swing their way in so they can get some type of financial advancement from them?
I used to think that, yes, that's what it is. But then I started seeing young guys like 25, 26, 27, 28, they got good jobs, got cars, got places, and they're basically looking for companionship. And then I used to think that I never thought that it was because they were easy, because it would be harder to just get an older woman with respect for her body in bed than it would have been to get a younger woman in bed. You know, a woman,
I agree.
Like I said, a woman basically can tell you whatever you want to hear. A woman could make you feel however you want to feel. But when it comes down to reality, there's a whole different ballgame. So, like, for instance, let's just take me for an example. Let's just put me on a hot spot for a minute. I'm in I don't know how many groups. I can't, probably over 500. I only post in 2 or 3. And I only post in rooms if I'm an admin, because if I decide I want to delete what I posted, I want to be able to delete it. So if I'm not an admin, I'm not posting. But because of what I post, and yeah, I admit it, I post some racy things, and that's because I'm proud of who I am. I'm a BBW that's proud of who I am. I have to convince dudes on a regular basis that because I posted it, don't mean me and you are fucking, we're just going to be real. Don't mean that. And don't think that because I posted, I can post whatever I want. Just like my book. My book is completely freaky. If you read my book, you would look at me and be like, she's 100% freak. But the thing about it is 98% of it's fiction. I just got a damn good imagination. So people associate my book, what I post, stuff I might say, and they put me in that category. Until they get to see who I really am, they're amazed that I'm 100% different. I can put on a good play. I'm a good actor. I can make you think anything you want to make. But when it comes down to reality, it's hard as fuck to get in these underwear. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be honest. I'm a stingy ass, and I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to be honest. You know, this is Speak Your Mind Radio. We don't hold no bars here. We say whatever we want on our show.
Exactly.
And that amazes dudes. And then that amazes them so much that they end up getting their feelings and they end up being blocked or deleted. I think if I showed you my block list right now, it would blow everybody's mind that's on this show right now. If I just screenshot it and showed it to you, you'd be like, well, damn. And that's what it's about. But there's just some young women, there's some older women who like that. They like the young cats. They tell you, I don't do nothing but mess with young dudes. And I say, why? I asked this one girl. She said, I don't mess with nobody over the age of 25. She's 49. I said, why? She said, well, hell, they got the energy I want. I can get rid of their asses when I want. And they don't talk back. That's what she said. So I don't know if that's true or not. So Young Buck that's on the line. Young Buck that's,
yeah.
I'm going to call you Young Buck because you're 28. Young Buck that's on the line. Is that true about y'all? Y'all don't talk back?
Yeah. Because they feel like, I guess, I don't know, older dudes, I guess they feel like they want more control and try to control the women. You know, younger dudes just, I guess, go with the flow. Like, yeah, I guess. Plus,
okay.
They do make it harder sometimes. It ain't as easy. Like, older women just don't be like up and like, yeah, he can fuck or whatever.
Okay. So my semi young buck, my 35-year-old, what's your thought in that?
Well, I don't think it's more like a controlling issue. Like I said before, I think it's more like, now this is just my opinion. Some young guys might be able to know that really love the deal, but that's just my opinion. I don't think it's a control issue or a talk back issue. Most of the time, I don't even talk back. I don't talk back because there's no talk back. Talking back gets you nowhere, but maybe an argument. That's something that I try to avoid all the time. Conflict. No conflict.
Okay. Good answers. Good answers. Well, fellas, I want to say thank you guys for calling in. I appreciate you guys the most. Was there anything you guys wanted to add before I try to go to a quick break?
Nah, that's about it.
No. So my young buck finally stopped laughing, huh? Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying. But thank you guys for calling in. I definitely appreciate you guys. You want to hang around after I come back from the break, I'll be more than happy to bring you guys back in. I have some other folks that pressed their number one, so they got their hands up too. I see you guys. I'm going to bring you guys in too. And I better get a woman on this line because I need a woman's input. Getting all these men, and I don't mind talking to you guys. I need to hear a woman's point of view. So if I have a woman on the line, please press 1 so I can bring you in because I need to talk to you. Guys, hold on for me. I'll bring you guys back in. Let me go to a quick break, okay? All right. So we got a hot topic show tonight. Hot, hot, hot. I'm excited. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my Belize crew. I love these guys. They're my number one supporters of Speak Your Mind Radio. They also actually sell my book over from Belize. So I love these guys to death. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of their songs. Let's see. I think I'll play their favorite song that I like. So, 1 second here.
Are you a junior? Have a card. MIG. Let's play. Fire it, fire it, fire it, fire it, fire it. Mad one, yes, when my friends them call me. Fire it, junior, on the stage where them do me. Put to make a hit on any rhythm them give me. Put to make your dip in and your bloody for this. Me with the bullet from the flip me, I call it for Bruce Crispy. See me now the street, no matter think say you know me. See me with me, hit your big mouth, you feel close it. Try no bother station, try no be nosy. See now the street, you have a strap with your stealing. Where we come from, them a streets are so deadly. Man, in a this, in a this one, we live daily. We are poor. Get on you, still we live in suffering. And I got nothing but the blessing which I give. Where we are rude boys, still we know the girls them love with. Still we got theaters, that we want play a hit with. As them know that we got lyrics like crazy.
We just got to make it. We ain't come to fake it. We got so much lyrics. We are born to do this. Bulls, we got to earn it. Fire, we got to burn it. Our minds, we got to free it.
We show just coming true, and we do what we do. The music is made true, that's why the girls love the crew. I was born to perform, I was born to be on. I was born to bring a storm, wherever in the storm. I got the skill and the will, and the drive that would kill. All the drive to kill folk, is I stay real. Keep a Bible by my palm, and I still reading my Psalms. God bless me, so I give thanks and move along. Gotta keep my mind strong, get hype for the song. It's fiery, we'll have to blow up all day long. They don't really even know, but they just don't wanna know. It doesn't matter to me, cause we show just gon' go. And I'm dead serious, my music is inferior. For me and fiery, together we superior. You can't take this away, no matter how hard you try. Cause I always wanna do this, and that's no lie. The reason is with the rhymes, keep the truth on my mind. Cause I always wanna do this, yes, that's no lie.
We just got to make it. We ain't come to fake it. We got so much lyric. We are born to do this. We got to earn it, fire, we got to burn it. Our minds, we got to free it. Our souls, we know God bless it.
Who said to be from hell? Me, D to the F to the L. That's where the creator said, so get left in the motherfucking head. Cause I would get even when the back first put holes in the air, so the public can't
etiquette. We got so much lyrics. We are born to do this. Both, we got to earn it. Fine, yeah, we got to burn it. Our minds, we got to free it. Our souls, we no jobless.
In the ashes, I rise, despite those who despise. I blaze beyond the eyes of competition and enemies. Enemies still plot for the day of my demise. I rise beyond expectations, excel above the skies. All the dry cries of those little insects and flies still try to minimize the effects of lyrics we provide. Lyrically verse to verse, men into the surprise of all critics and gimmicks. We're doing all that we prophesize. My main philosophy is just read. I'm not a reef. Built to break feelings and turn dots into apostrophes. My English is above comprehension and what the eyes can see. The sound of street soldiers, white blades and DMT. The flow is ice cold. When lyrics too hot to hold, only the strong will survive. The weak will all crumble and fold. Behold the real shit that flows out of my soul. It's more precious than any gem, silver, platinum or gold. Y'all need to recognize exactly who's back up in this bitch. Fuck talk about being wealthy. Your aim is just fucking rich. All eyes are on the prize. It's high time for us to shine. I don't care about our beat, our flow. Line for line, pound for pound. Now man, I'm doing it ton for ton. Have fun when I'm not around, cause when you see me, nigga, run. If you don't heed my warning, be prepared to become a lost one. Fuck a gun on the...
That was my Belize crew. Love these dudes to death. So before I bring in any more callers, I need to go ahead and get my panel questions done. I guess I'll bring somebody back in if you guys want to answer the questions with me. I have a couple of females that are apparently scared to come on, but it's okay. We're going to go ahead and put their questions in the key box. And we're going to go ahead and answer them. So let's see who I'm going to bring back on. I'll bring you guys on one by one to help me answer these questions so I don't miss anybody. Okay, 6052, I have you back on right now. Then I'm going to get 0870-9534, 1585, 1982, 1374, and the rest of you down the line. All right, so I have you back on the line with me. You back on the line with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, panel question, a female saying that she is 25. She's saying that she only deals with gentlemen over the age of 50. And I asked her, you know, why? She's stating that she only deals with them for security. So, my first thoughts was, you know, are you a gold digger? You're saying that you're with these men for the sense of security. You know, you don't work, you know, you drive a nice car, you know, you basically your apartment's paid for and everything. And I think that women like that, and I don't mean to throw no shades to nobody, but I'm just going to keep it real. I feel like women like that mess it up for the actual women that come along and really want an older gentleman and really want to be in a relationship. Because women that do that, they mess up the man so bad that when he gets to the point where it gets to the point where another woman come up and actually could be there for him, they so messed up in the mind from this other woman, they can't concentrate. What's your thought on that?
Man, I agree with you because to me it's like if you're not really with that, really want to be with that person, to be with that person in the long haul, not just for security, then to me that's a problem because you're messing with somebody's emotions. You know what I'm saying? Especially an older person's emotion. At that time, they already been through a lot. They've seen a lot. And the last thing they want is somebody to come in, you know, and basically break their heart, for real, for real. Be real with you. To me, being honest, being open, to me, is wrong. Like, you need to be up front with a person that if you come to me, let's say that I'm an older person and I'm dating a younger woman, and if that's all she wants from me, then I'd rather for her to come out and tell me that that's all she wants from me is security. We can leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? If you need this pay, I can help you pay this. If you need that, I can buy that for you. But just be upfront with me. Don't tell me you really want, you love me, and you want to be in a long-term relationship just because you want security. Be upfront with me. You know what I'm saying? Tell that person what you really want, and it's vice versa in any relationship, real. Just be upfront with that person and tell them what you want because you can really hurt somebody, and you can really damage somebody in the long run by doing that. And I've seen it happen.
I agree. The thing about it is, that's one of the main things that I said up front. Be honest with people. Tell people this is what's wrong with people now, old and young. They play too many head games and too many mind games. Tell somebody what you want and be upfront. If all you want from this person is sex, be upfront and tell this person, look, I just want some sex. I don't want nothing else from you. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, this is why so many people, old and young, minds are so screwed up now, because they don't got a hold of somebody who does that to them. They don't got a hold of somebody who basically treats them a certain way, and then they come down the line, you got somebody that's trying to do the right thing, and they're remembering how this other person treated them. So I think it's wrong, too. So I'm happy we both agree. I'm bringing one other person in here to weigh in with us. 0870, if you're still with us, I need to ask you this question, too. Have you heard what I just said about what the young lady said about why she only dates over 50? What is your thoughts on that? I think he's with us. 0870? He might have me on mute. I'll come back to you. Okay, I'm going to come back to him. Let me see. 9536, you still on the line with me?
Hello?
Hello, you still on the line? 9536?
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
See, 9534?
Oh, yeah, 9-3. Well, I'm sorry. I'm getting old. See, I can't see. 9-5, that's good. You know your number. No, I'm just kidding. What's your thoughts? What's your, and you already told me you older, so dang, your eyesight better than mine. What's your thought as far as what I just said about the young 25-year-old that said she don't mess with nobody under the age of 50 because she do it basically for security? She don't feel like she should work. She don't feel like she should. She feel like she should be taken care of. What is your thought process on that?
Really ain't no thought on that. You know, to each his own. It's up to that man if that he want to deal with a woman like that. It's on that man. Now he want to take on that, knowing she just want him for money. She don't want to work and be lazy. That's on him. You know what I'm saying? Me, I don't like younger women. Period. So I like women my age or older, and have their own stuff. They're responsible, take care of their own self. We got to take care of my own self from day one. That's how my mama taught me. I don't need a woman to take care of me. I take care of myself.
Okay, okay.
It's up to that man if he want to deal with a woman like that.
Okay, okay.
They have a lot of women like that, dude. They have a lot of women like that, dude. Young and old women, so shit. Not just young. They got old women that don't want to work either. Just want a man to take care of them. They got men who want a woman to just take care of them. So it's vice versa.
I know. Well, thank you for your input. I actually just had two women that were saying they was in a queue, but apparently they didn't figure out to press one. So I see everybody that's on the line. If you want to speak, you have to press a 1. I can't pick your line up unless you press 1, because I'm not going to pick up anybody who didn't press 1. So thank you so much for your input. I value your opinion, and thanks for being so forward to say, I don't like younger women. There's nothing wrong with them now. They're some beautiful creatures. I ain't going to lie, but thanks for being honest. Thanks for keeping it hot for the elderly over here. I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
47 is not old.
I know. You just said my government age, really, on the radio? Or you must have paid attention to the post. No, I'm just kidding. Hold on a second for me. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to come back to you.
All right.
Let me see if I can get me a woman in here. I need a woman's input. 1223, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. We have another gentleman caller on with us. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, my goodness, we finally got a woman on. Good, because we were wanting to talk to one of you. We need to talk to a young woman. How old are you, first of all?
I am 29.
Oh, yeah, we got us a young buck on the line now. It's on. Okay, so. Got him.
Got him.
Okay, so our topic is, does age really matter? So for you, I need to know, does it matter? And then I want to know, what's the oldest gentleman that you've either dated or had intimacy with, and what's the youngest, being that you're 29?
The youngest is 29. I don't go quite under 29. The oldest I'm is 37.
Okay, so you're not... Yeah. Damn, we can't pick on you. So, okay. I was hoping you said I put a 750, and I'm going to say, wait a minute, pump your brakes. So, since
I
can't pick on you.
I wouldn't mind trying a young buck to see how it goes.
Well, why? What do you think will be different about a young buck?
I think it'll be more spontaneous.
That's about the second or third person I heard say that. So, how can I put it? Well, I'm going to let my gentleman call her. Go ahead. I know you got a question for her. Go ahead. I'm going to let you ask her a question.
So, you saying that you want to try a young buck, reason being, why again?
Come again, say that again. I couldn't quite understand you.
You said they wouldn't mind. Young buck, and you had to give an answer by then why you would like to try your buck. What was your answer? Hello? Still there?
Hello? Did we lose her? Can you hear me? You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So we might have lost her. Her phone sounded funny, but I wanted to hear the answer. She might call back in. I wanted to hear the answer because I heard like a loud beep, and then it disconnected. So I don't know. It was almost muting my whole system. But I wanted to know, I wanted those answers from her. Hopefully she'll call back in. Because women are scared. I don't know why the women are scared to come on. Like, whenever we have males on the show first, women just sit there. I don't know why are they scared. I don't know.
Don't be scared, right?
I agree. So I'm going to go ahead to another one of these questions, and we can go ahead and answer them. And I got some more people in, and I might bring them in, but I'm going to go ahead while I have you on the line. So this is what a gentleman's saying. A gentleman is saying, he says he's 22. He says that he only deals with older women. And the reason being is because he was raised by a bunch of women, and he knows how to respect women and how women should be treated. So for him, young women just don't do anything for him. They don't turn them on. You don't look at them. And he likes BBWs, only BBWs. I don't know. He might actually be calling in. Let me see. This might be our call that got disconnected. 1937, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio, and I have another male guest with us.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
So, you know, our topic is, does age really matter? Did you have any input on that?
It depends on if the older lady likes the younger guys. Do you like younger guys or consider younger guys?
Well, what's younger?
I don't know. It's
wait a minute. You asked me if I like younger guys. How you know if
I'm
older or younger?
Well, I say the 20s. That's the topic. I'm just saying, if an older lady like a younger guy.
Why are you trying to put me on the
not
spot?
Not saying you old. Oh, man, no, not like that.
Yeah, that's what it seems like you say they're old. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm saying that you like guys younger than you.
How much younger? Like 21, 22, late 20s? How much younger?
I say like 15 years younger or something. Like say the guy's 20 something, then the woman 40 or something.
See, I'm gonna go with this answer. Okay. I'm gonna say well, you stumped me because you're not supposed to be asking me. I'm supposed to be asking you. So wait a minute. I just don't have an answer. Well, okay, wait a minute. I do have an answer. How about I'm going to plead the fifth because I have a husband. How about that?
That's a good answer. Well,
like I tell people at my job, all calls are monitored for quality and monitoring purposes, so you just never know. Let me see if I have my female back in yet, because I wanted her to answer this question, and she got disconnected. My female, do I have you back in on the line with us too?
I'm here. My phone dropped the call.
Okay, so.
There she go.
Yes, you was about to answer. Okay, I forgot. What was she about to answer? Why did she want him?
Would an older woman consider dating a why? I mean, would she? Would she date a younger guy? What would be the reason?
Well, it's not about dating, I guess. It's just about experience.
Oh yeah, maturity and all that.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with it in reality.
I don't think so. Not at all. I mean, as long as you're not a kid, I'm being a pervert anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what the hell is a pervert? Wait a minute.
You know, going way below the limit.
But, yeah, I understand.
Well, the spontaneous part. We wanted to know that. We wanted to know, we heard you say before you got disconnected, we heard you say that you want to try a younger guy because of the spontaneous part of it. Now, are we talking about sexually spontaneous, or what are we talking about here?
Probably both. Sometimes you need a little something that's unpredictable in your life. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, not too much, just a little.
Just to be right.
So do you think older guys can deliver that too?
I don't know. Sometimes it seems like older guys are set in their ways, so once they set in their ways, they don't like to see different things. It's like that saying, you can't keep the old dog to trick.
Because I know about me being older, Joe, man, I don't have no issue or had any money, so you know, I don't stand in the world again. I don't mind dating a woman. So my thing is, can that younger woman help me?
So what's your impact on
young women? I don't know. I don't know what to say here, but I'm listening to what you're saying. And you're saying that sometimes it used to be a little bit of spontaneous, but then somebody's got some bad background. Are you driving with the window down? Or? Ooh. Why y'all asking me questions? I'm the host. Don't be asking me questions. Somebody's got some bad background that you probably need to mute. I need to do a one-by-one process to see where this noise is coming from. Everybody hold on. Okay, hello?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay, so whoever it was dropped the line. Good. Not good. I'm sorry, whoever you are. But you had too much background noise, and I was about to have to drop you off the line. So you're saying, how do I feel about it? Well, I'm going to tell you like I told the gentleman just a couple of minutes ago. I am allowed to plead the fifth, seeing that I've had a husband for a long time, so I'm not going to answer this question. And as they would say at my job, all calls are monitored for quality and monitor purposes. So
Huh? See, except then now you know you can come to me and ask me. You can inbox. No, don't even inbox me because I'm just gonna plead. No, to be honest with you, I think, how can I say it? I think they're cute the way they come at you, but then I don't like the fact that they get pissed off when you don't bite. Like, I don't like that. I don't like how they can go from being sweet 1 minute to just angry the next minute because you said no. You know, and I guess that's what shows me that they're a child. That's how the kid in them comes out. You know, they actually, like, you can literally see them behind the other end of the computer with their lips poked out, upset. And yeah. I guess for me, that's what makes me laugh at them and just think that it's just, now I know who the female caller is. Male caller, I know who the female caller is. And me and her have plenty of conversations. And I amaze her when I tell her, like, when a couple of people at work, there was a couple of females at work who made kept making little comments about her old self this, she's 92 this and 92 that, until I had to tell them, you obviously don't really know who I am. You might need to take another look at who I am, because at 47, and you're what, 26 or 27, I look better than you and can probably take your little young man and throw him back to you. You might need to just take another little bit of a look. And I think a lot of younger women, and I'm not going to say the caller that's on the line because she's not one of them. A lot of women are intimidated by older women. So they find stuff to pick on them. They find stuff to say about them. Like, there was basically nothing you could say about me. I came to work looking good every single day. I always look top, tip shape every single day. I come to work every single day with compliments from men and women. And it's not because that's how I am. That's just how I represent myself. When I walk out my door, when I wake up, I represent myself of how I feel. And what I try to tell a lot of young women is you need to love yourself. You need to become one with yourself. Come one with your spirit. Allow your soul to visit the rest of you. Come back into your body instead of just throwing it all out there. But there's so many young women that they're so intimidated that they can't do nothing but say bad stuff. That's all they can do. Your old self this, your old self that. What I had to tell them one day, you know what I had to tell them, look, I'm 47, I live in a big-ass house, I'm a published author, radio show host, I'm bad to the damn bone. You better take another look. Because you look at me with no makeup on and look at you with that caked up makeup on, and I still look better than you, and I'm 20 years older than you. And it's a shame. But then when you come to the men,
I think young women are intimidated by older women because they don't know how to take them. They don't. So they get a little bit intimidated of how to carry your structure, the way you carry yourself, exactly what you said.
Exactly. I'm going to bring somebody else in to weigh in with us. 4484, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio and several different folks. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on your show. My name is Black Gladiator. I'm calling from out of Washington, D.C.
Hey, how are you? Let me ask you.
City in the house.
Are you a young buck? Or are you an older gentleman?
Oh, I'm a young buck. I'm a young buck. If I have to, you know, tell my age, I will. But other than that, I'm very young. You know,
under 25.
I'm under 25.
Under 22. Okay. Wait, under 22?
Yep.
Under 20?
Right under 20.
You're 19? Wait a minute. How you know me? Are you already in rooms? Because if you are, I'm taking you out. No, I'm just kidding.
I have to make a comment, and I have to ask a question. Is that okay?
Go for it.
Well, I'm 19, but I'm a dating coach. So my whole thing about it is I agree with what the woman was saying, basically, And I apologize. I agree with the woman was saying basically in that. And I think that, you know, she should choose a young man. You know, I was raised off women should never tame her free spirit. Well, a man should never tame a woman's free spirit. But at the same time, she said that she's looking for a man that's cute. And I think that's where a lot of women get off.
No, I never said that.
No. Well, my bad. I might have misinterpreted you wrong. But what I am saying is that... Okay, go ahead. Maybe I misinterpreted you wrong. What part
yes,
did you say?
I don't look for looks because they don't value anything. It's about a personality with me.
Mm-hmm. What about intelligence?
Yes, I love a very smart man.
And so if it's okay if I ask a question, do you as a woman, you know, how you feel when you're interacting with men? Do you feel your consciousness opening up to another level with the men you're dealing with? Are you satisfied? You know, because if you're not, then they're just wasting your time. You know, you need to be with the man that's intelligent, you know, as we agreed on. So I'm asking you basically, with the men you interact with, as a 40-year-old or however, far as younger men or older men. Okay, 29. As far as younger men or older men, you know, how do you feel? You know, do you feel your consciousness opening up to another level with the men that you interact with? Or do you, or are you not satisfied?
I haven't yet. So that's why it's still open.
Well, I just want to say this. I deal with women on a day-to-day basis, whether it be relating to them or not. And what I see is that a lot of women, this is what I experience, not to say this is all women, but this is what I experience from the women that I come in contact with, is that a lot of them sometimes function out of a male psychology, and that basically when they function out of a male psychology, they take male approaches to life. And what happens is a lot of women, let me ask you this, would you rather a man make love to your body or your mind?
My mind.
Why?
Because if somebody can control your mind, then they can control your body, so it interacts with each other.
Right. But what I notice is that a lot of women, they're very strong up in the mind nowadays, but when it comes to feeling their whole body, they're not strong. You know, not to change subjects, but a woman is an emotional creature. She's an orgasmic creature. So, you know, the woman's positive pole is her heart, and the man's negative pole is his heart. You know, and they work as a circuit together. And I want to ask you basically, I don't know. I was going to ask you basically, as a woman, do you feel as though you give up on men before you even come in contact with them?
Well, me, I'm a Pisces. I'm free-spirited. I don't give up on men. It's just that I get bored.
And
so if
what
I
do you...
can't be entertained, then I guess it's, I get bored and just stop. It's like a kid with a toy, stop playing with it.
You know what I noticed? A lot of men try to connect with women with using their mind, and as a result, they never connect. What I'm saying is basically that when you're dealing with sex, right, there's nothing for you to have sex with your mind with. You know, how do you have sex with the brain? I don't think it's possible. So I want to ask you basically, why do you prefer for a man to talk to you sexually to your mind other than your body?
It's not necessarily sexual to the mind.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has a good conversation, that opens up many doors. So with that being said,
Is your intelligence?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we lost him. I'm sorry. It looks like he disconnected.
Well, we didn't get to finish that conversation, then, did we?
No, I think he disconnected.
How you feel about that, Brenda?
I don't know. Well, you know, I'm into the mind, to the body. You know, I already talked to that, into the rocks, into the spiritual connection, into Tantra. So I'm into the mind, the body. You know, for me, it has to be fully. You have to fully fulfill me. It has to be my mind. It has to be my body. It has to be everything. It has to be a mutual attraction. I don't go off just looks. I don't go off just because somebody's intelligent. I'm not even going to go off with none of that. But you have to, somebody's car thing is beeping. But you have to be able to attract me first through my mind, because looks mean nothing to me. I never ever look at looks.
Exactly.
I look at you from the inside out, not from the outside in. And if your inner core is so freaking rotten, but you can be like the most beautiful thing on the outside, you still will not have a chance with me, because my thing is I'm in connection with my body. I'm in connection with my soul. I do aura. I do spirit. I can feel your spirit. So if you have a demonic spirit, I can't deal with you. If you have a low frequency, I can't deal with you. So that's one of the reasons why I carry around the rocks. That's one of the reasons why I told you, me and you had a conversation about it. Meditation. Meditation is so important. You must meditate daily. What did I tell you to do? Listen to soundscape music, because it's the most spiritual music out there. Listen to it, lay there in total silence. Phone off, cut that TV off. Allow yourself 30, at least 30 minutes a day. Just allow your body to connect to itself. Allow your brain to connect. So you get out here and you see so much stuff going on in the world, you can't figure out what's right from wrong. Let me tell you, anytime I face a problem or anytime I'm stressed out about anything, I meditate. I don't have to be praying to anybody. I don't have to be, you know, praising anybody, yelling, chanting anything. But I sit in total silence. And if I can't sit in total silence with my partner and meditate, or we can't just feel each other's energy. You can feel somebody's energy the minute you step up to them. And you know right away if that person and you is going to mix. Like this stupid-ass show I watched last night, Love at the First Kiss. That's the most idiotic show I've ever experienced. Because first of all, you don't know if somebody got mouth herpes and you kissing them and you decide you don't want them, now you got herpes. And it's people who meet each other as strangers and kiss to decide if they're going to go back out. The dumbest show on earth. But it's stupid. And I actually watched the whole episode last night. Don't ask me why. Please don't ask why. But I watched the whole episode last night.
I watched 5 minutes and I was like, nope.
I've never heard of it.
Let me see. I have somebody else online with us too. I want to get them in. 1937?
Yeah. My phone hung up.
It's okay. So, and I have 1593 and 1642 and 1811 and 1942. I can't bring you guys in because the show ends in 6 minutes, so I don't want you guys to get hung up on, but you know we do this every single week. But I thank you guys for staying for the whole hour and a half and listening. But back to what our life coach was saying, you know, good gentleman, good advice, you know, and he was asking the good strategic questions, but he was asking basically how is your attraction level? How are you being fulfilled? How are you being satisfied? And I'm going to give this little piece of advice to any woman that's on the line that's listening and to any man that's on the line listening. If you can't spend 30 to 40 minutes with yourself in total silence and connect with your body, then something's wrong. Something that you're doing is wrong.
And I encourage everybody to meditate. Try that. Even if you start meditating for 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, 7 minutes a day, start with baby steps. But just let your brain be clear of all the other stuff that you're intaking in the world, and allow your brain to be clear of and free of that. Because you can't expect anybody to love you if you don't fully love yourself. You can't expect it. So many people these days are looking for love in the wrong places, but they don't even love themselves. They don't even have any respect for themselves. So how can you expect somebody to love and respect you if you can't love and respect yourself? So that's my closing piece of advice for my audience. Did anybody else want to add anything?
All I'm gotta say is, you have to be one with yourself.
What did you say?
All I gotta say is, just follow your mind, and your heart will follow. That's all I gotta say. You know, and just be careful of who you date, for one, and who you become intimate with. It's because it's a lot of stuff going on out there. Just want everybody to be safe and, you know, just protect yourself. And we all adults here, so keep it simple, keep it sexy.
What are you saying? Just wrap it up. You got to use two?
Basically,
hey, be careful.
Wrap it up.
You know, if you're into that, what did I tell somebody yesterday? This girl told me that she loves going down on men. And I told her, I hope you're carrying around saran wrap because you don't know what's coming out of them things. You can wrap it right on there. It feels just the same. You need to protect yourself. And when I told her that, she looked at me like I was crazy, like she never heard of that. Well, there's somebody who'll be down to the clinic very, very soon. That's all I'm saying. Very soon. And the rest of my calls are on. If you guys want to add anything?
Sounds about right.
All right. Well, I want to tell everybody good night. It was a great show. Glad to have all of you. My lady caller, you better call earlier next time so I can get you in.
I will.
Everybody else said just press 1. I don't know why everybody just pressed 1, but it's 11:29, and my show ends in 1 minute. So I apologize, but I can't get you in. I can't get you in. And then my callers that put stuff in my chat box, I will be answering those chat messages within about 10 minutes. But I want to go ahead and end out with a song show, and just say goodnight. It's not topic to the show. It's really not pertaining to the show at all. But it's my theme song that I got somebody to sing for me. So I want everybody to stay on the line and listen to it. So it's in a different direction, but I still want you guys to hear it because I want you guys to hear her voice. So does everybody agree to stay on and listen to the song? Say
yes.
Okay. Everybody hold on. Because somebody's phone is doing something crazy anyway. Okay, I got silence. I'm playing this song. This is Latrice Lawrence. This is my favorite, by far my favorite song, and she re-sang it for me, and she did it as a theme song for my show. So even though it wasn't about this topic, we're still going to go ahead and play it because I love the song. So without further ado, we have the new theme song of Speak Your Mind Radio. And I'm bringing it on right now. I'm bringing it on. I really am.
You know what? lost everything, but still had you. You showed me a grace, now my life's renewed. And I thank you, yes, I thank you. So I'll tell anyone who listens, I testify about how good you were to me when my so-called friends passed me by. The fact that you would show somebody so broke down so much mercy. What's there for me? Prepare my heart, whatever comes. Oh, I want to be ready. Pay the price, 'cause you made the ultimate sacrifice. It's all because of you that I even have life. And I'll give you my love as a tribute, my
That was my girl Latrice Lawrence. That is actually the official Speak Your Mind song. She actually recorded that song. I gave her that right before I went on vacation, and I told her, hey, this is my favorite song. I want you to go ahead and record it. She did that. I just had another artist come in, actually inboxed me and asked me why I have not played his song. So I guess he's been sitting here waiting. The show is so over. But I'm going to go ahead and play his song. I don't know how much of his song I'm going to be able to play before I disconnect, but I'm going to go ahead and play his song. I'm so sorry I didn't play your song. I'm so sorry. But you didn't say anything to me to just now, and I try to give artists a shot on my show. I try to go ahead and bring them in, let them play their music. I never tell you no. Of course, I pre-listen to everything, and if I don't like it, I don't play it.
So. I guess I was a